Now a story about a very large bomb with a very odd name. Defense officials this week announced plans to test 700 tons of explosives out in the Nevada desert. It's scheduled for this June by the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. DITRA is working to develop conventional bombs that can blow up underground bunkers.
And the name of that test is Divine Strake.
That's Divine Strake. Strake, spelled S-T-R-A-K-E.
Sounds like we've come a long way from the bomb names Little Boy and Fat Man. Those were nicknames for the nuclear bombs dropped in 1945 on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, it turns out that since 1975, the Defense Department has had a computer system for coming up with official nicknames. We called up William Arkin for an explanation. He's the author of the book Code Names, Deciphering U.S. Military Plans, Programs, and Operations in the 9/11 World.
This system for code names is called the NICA, the Nickname and Exercise Code Word System. And in that, they assign a two-letter block to each command and agency. So the Defense Threat Reduction Agency gets the DI code letter block. Dial, digger, dimming, dipole, direct, dingo, diamond. They come up with the first name, and then a second name is joined to it to make, in theory, a discreet, descriptive, alliterative, non-insulting name.
So, Divine Strake is part of the Divine series, but there are a lot of other series and names out there.
One of the ones I like best is Bubble Girl. There's another series, Busy Lobster. There's the Cluster series. So you have Cluster Pearl and Cluster Hawk and Cluster Chase. You would have to ask, why would they use a silly word to describe something that's so serious? And I think those are the ones that seem to fall through the cracks.
Well, Strake sounds serious, but what is it? We looked up Strake in the Oxford English Dictionary. It listed 9 definitions. William Arkin found the one he thinks might apply here.
A strake is an aerodynamic surface generally mounted on the fuselage of an aircraft to control airflow. The strake is commonly confused with a canard or a winglet. Hey, aren't you glad to know that now?
Somehow Divine Canard and Divine Winglet don't sound nearly as destructive. That was William Arkin, author of the book Code Names.